I've also, like, I am not reading these currently, but I've been reading a lot of books about minimalism and decluttering.
Me too.
The Marie Kondo show on Netflix.
That show changing my life.
Yes.
It's a great way to give your stuff away to your sister.
Yes. Yeah, Mandy got several items from both of us tonight. Yes. Because we are getting rid of everything.
Yeah, we've only watched a few episodes, but my husband, like, immediately, like, he's like, I need to read her book. But of course, he like got her like manga style Perfect. Version, which it was of so course. Cute.
Oh,
like,
I know.
It was so cute. And it was helpful.
Buy it.
It was so helpful. So yeah, we are full on going Con Marie.
Yeah. I need to do some stuff like that, mostly with my clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. We did our clothes first.
That's what
which
she
is
said.
What she recommends.
Yeah, you should start with clothes.
It's really the, I mean, but that's probably why. Because it's like the only thing right now that I can think of that's like out of control. But then probably yeah, once yeah. you finish it, you're like,
everything
get
I open.
Rid of everything.
Like, I don't know how to organize anything. What have I been doing my
I know.
Whole life? Like,
I love her folding method.
So great.
I was just, that was revolutionary for me. And it's so simple.
Yeah. I should bring my husband out here and just let him riff yeah. on how much he loves his t-shirt drawer now. Yeah. It's so funny to me.
He loves organization
oh, yeah.
anyways.
This is all right up his alley.
He's a huge
He's probably
fan.
Like, yes.
Yeah. I totally eliminated an entire drawer of clothing. Like, I fit everything into two drawers into one drawer when I folded
wow.
with her method.
That happened to me, too.
I'm going to get down on yeah. this. It's spring is almost here. Get a head start on the spring cleaning.
I'll have to show you guys my refrigerator later. It's so organized right now.
So, yeah, I'm all like, I guess if I had a New Year's resolution, it would be, I guess, to be more organized
Marie
and have
Kondo.
Less stuff. To, yes, I want to be Marie Kondo.
Well, and there's no point in having all of that.
No.
Most of it is just, like, sitting there.
It's just sitting there. And I guess my biggest fear is, what if one day we move and I have to move all this stuff? I don't want to have to move all this stuff. That's like, my biggest fear. Which I guess if that's the worst thing in my life, then I guess I'm okay. But I guess it's not my biggest fear. But when it comes to stuff in my house, that's my biggest fear. I don't... If the house burns down, I don't care, because yay. That just took care of that.
Nothing to pack.
Yes.
And we're looking toward a move, so
it
kind of jumped me into action once I realized how terrible everything is. I have to clean everything.
Yeah.
Surprises me, guys. You both live in fairly small living
I do.
Quarters.
And I...
Where do you keep all this stuff?
Oh, there are nooks and crannies. You should see
People have craft rooms that they talk about organizing. I have a half of my closet that's just packed full of craft stuff, and I need to go through it.
I have a lot of craft stuff. But it does actually come in handy sometimes. Like, when I sit down to do stuff, and I'm like, I could use some of this. And
she
then I'm like,
a breakthrough. There's always a breakthrough on the Marie Kondo episodes where someone...
Episode 2, I think it was.
That was really frustrating.
I had to fast forward to the end of that one because it was giving me anxiety. This lady had...
Was she dealing with hoarders?
I think she was
borderline
hoarder. She had like 3 rooms of just her clothes. Like, it reminded me of someone we know. And she just like, she's like, I just love buying new clothes. So I buy new clothes. She had an entire room full of Christmas decorations because
she
loved
probably didn't
Christmas.
Realize that she subconsciously had a lot of anxiety.
All of these clothes just bring me so much joy. I love all my clothes. I need all of these. Like, you're not going to wear 5,000 pieces
of clothing.
At one point,
like, it was another way for her to like hit her husband where it hurts the most, like in the pocketbook.
Wow.
And I was like, that's not healthy.
No.
It's not a healthy
like anytime
marriage.
Anytime mom said, I go shopping. That's my therapy.
And even if you do just have a love for clothes, why would you, if you were going to go buy something new, then I would have to make a deal with myself to get rid of whatever.
Yeah. So the end of that episode was very, very good because she needed help. But I was just, I texted Leah. I was like, I don't feel so bad about my house now after seeing some of these people's houses.
Terrifying.
I think my thing is we have pared down our stuff a lot, but I think we could be using space better.
Yeah.
And I want to get that under control before we have more space. that we can fill up with stuff.
Right.
Because that scares me.
The things that I do have to have purpose. Yes. And to have meaning. Like, I don't want to have something that I is just there for no reason.
And because we have so little, we just, like, it'll fill up a closet, still have room. It's not a big deal, but we don't need all of it. So I need to get rid of some things.
And Marie Kondo's book helps with that because there are things that maybe you're keeping it for a certain reason, like someone gave it to you or it's sentimental for some reason. And she really helps you break through.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like if you really don't want it, then get rid of it.
I have two Tupperware things full of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
You almost have to have someone that's giving you permission because mm-hmm. my husband, like Joey's parents died. And so he has more of an attachment to things that have memories. It's harder for him to get rid of stuff. And his brother was saying he has the same issue.
Yeah, that would be so hard.
And so you kind of have to realize, like, you thank things, like items, before you get rid of them.
Right.
And I think that actually helped him. Hmm. Not in a, like, we think the items are hearing us, but you can say, like, okay, you've served a purpose. I'm so thankful for...
And that's kind of the relationship you have with those exactly. items. Yeah. Like, you know, you feel like you're going to upset them. Right.
And she even says in at least the manga version book, I haven't read the regular one, but she said things that have eyes are harder to get, so pictures and stuffed animals. So she recommends, like, putting, like, a blanket over a stuffed animal if you want to get rid of it. Yeah. So you can't see the eyes.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
But it seems so like a crime that's happening.
Like, when I was a little girl, if we were in, like, a store and I would, like, just make a connection with a stuffed animal and I knew I couldn't take it home with me, like, I would just be like, that stuffed animal, he's going to be so sad right. because I didn't take it home with me.
Right.
Now I'm an adult and I know better, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I also, yeah.
Sure.
Anyway.
Wow.
Proud of us guys for talking about that.